Start. Start. Hobby. Hey, guys. Happy holidays. We're back from the break. I hope you missed us. This is Hobby Hard, a podcast about hobbies, weirdos and wackos and whack jobs and wannabes and Wonka nuts.
What is a Wonka nut?
Waldo?
Like nuts that they put in Wonka candy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, do they do that?
Some of them have nuts in them, yeah.
Hmm. Like Abba Zabba bars, do they have nuts? Are they Willy Wonka candy?
I don't think so. Well, now Nestle owns the Wonka brand.
Oh.
So they just do whatever they want with it willy-nilly.
Yeah, willy-nilly.
They've really soiled their reputation along with Tim Burton.
Do you think Charleston Chews have nuts in them?
Are Charleston Chews still around? Who actually?
Yeah, they're around. What is it, like white nougat and chocolate or something?
Yeah, something like that. They actually have a strawberry one, too. The strawberry one is actually better.
Sounds weird. Is it still chocolate and strawberry?
Let's look. The inside of it is strawberry, and then the outside of it is the chocolate part.
That sounds pretty good.
It's not so bad.
It sounds pretty disgusting, honestly.
You know, like, really? You know, it tastes like a strawberry dip in chocolate, right?
Yeah. I had a cake bar at work today.
Sound pretty good.
That's an aphrodisiac.
I'm thinking about it in the Charleston Chew.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they're gonna
they'll probably mess it up somehow.
Yeah, the Charleston Chew family of, like, absurdly hard no matter what temperature the candy is.
Right, yeah. I remember when I was working at CVS in, like, high school, you'd have to, like, restock the candy and, you know, take back all the candy that's, like, out of date. Charleston Chew would always be out of date.
And it'd no one would buy it.
And it'd be like an entire full box. And I was like, man. And I was kind of fat too then. So like I really wanted to eat all the candy, but knew that it wouldn't
be. The label is so weird looking. It looks like a fake candy bar you'd see in a movie. Like it just looks so fake to
me.
I've never even tried it.
The most fake looking label.
It was invented in Wizard of Oz, I believe.
Was it developed by the Munchkins?
Yeah.
The Lollipop Kids?
And the Munchkin Factory.
The Munchkin
Factory. It was developed alongside the Munchkins.
Are you thinking of Oompa Loompas?
No, dude.
Are you thinking of Oompa Loompas?
Oompa Loompas aren't in The Wizard of Oz. Come on.
I was just making sure you weren't confusing the two.
No.
So how was everyone's holidays?
They were great. I went home to Alabama and had a great time.
Yep.
What'd you do?
What did I do? Pretty much the same.
When'd you go? When'd you come? Did you travel alone? Did you travel with friends?
He wants all the deets.
Did you say, when did I come?
Yeah, come back.
When'd you come back?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Get your mind out of the gutter. Jesus Christ.
First Oompa Loompas and now sex jokes.
Yeah.
Let's just clean it up a little bit.
Yeah, I was
no, I don't like the direction of this so far.
Yeah. Cut. This is getting cutting room floor.
Yeah.
Cutting room floor
we
material.
We should get a cutting room.
Yeah. Oh, I think our producer, John, actually last week, he sent me a text.
You guys we should mention our old producer, Dan, has resigned. You may remember him from last episode yelling at us to get back to work.
Yeah.
So now we have a new producer, John. And
I'm pretty excited. Are you excited about him?
I'm not sure. I can't really feel him out. Like I don't know. I'm not
sure
how I feel.
I just
want to
clarify that this isn't Detective John Donaghy.
No, definitely not.
Oh, right. Good clarification, my friend.
I want to make sure everybody is well aware of the fact that Detective John Donaghy has been banned from anything related to this.
Lifetime. I don't know. Me and John went out and got drunk last week, and I got to know him really well.
How was that? The producer, right?
Yeah, the producer, Donaghy. Donaghy's
just traipsing around Washington, D.C. right now. Who knows what the hell he's doing?
Traipsing, apparently.
So what did you learn about John the producer?
A lot of stuff. He's a sweetheart.
It's funny because we're talking about him. He's staring at us right now.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
10 feet from us.
Right. And, he's got some good stories. He's got kind of a, you know.
What's his best story?
He's got a twisted past. You're going to have to talk to him about that, my friend.
Oh,
honestly.
God. I don't really like him. That's the problem.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a good addition, honestly.
John, do you want to say a few words?
Yeah.
So, John, how do you like the show so far? Getting to know us and everything.
I'm pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you're pretty hard to understand. That. What is that?
You sound like the teacher from Peanuts.
What is that dialect? where exactly do you hail from?
Europe.
In Arabia.
Arabia.
Oh, okay. Arabia. I didn't realize that was an Arabian accent.
I read up. Hey there.
All right, that's enough for John.
Yeah, thank you, John. Thanks, John.
Yeah, he loosens up a little bit.
Yeah, he's doing a great job so far. He's got a clipboard and everything.
Yeah, but...
Bought it himself, too.
Yeah, what about you, Dylan? How was your holiday break?
It's delightful.
Good times?
It's good times. Went back to Connecticut. great state of Connecticut.
Nice.
The nutmeg state, as some call it.
Is it really?
Yeah.
The nutmeg state?
That's
Do they grow a lot of nutmeg?
I mean, I guess.
What's their favorite nutmeg?
I don't know.
Isn't there only one?
Nutmeg? I don't know. That's what it's called. That's the state.
I don't know.
That's
there?
The nickname. More?
You would know being from that state.
You know, I thought I knew all the state nicknames, but I guess I don't. I can't think of one for Connecticut. Because I know Jersey's the Garden State.
Right. And Connecticut is the Nutmeg State.
The Nutmeg State.
Yeah. That's what it is.
The Nutmeg State. Okay, cool. So what'd you do?
Saw a couple movies.
Feigning interest.
Saw a couple movies. I hung out with my family. Went out to dinner a bunch of times. I saw some kids I hadn't seen in a couple years. Got really drunk with them.
Nice.
Yeah, that was it.
What movies did you see?
I saw Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
I saw that the other day. I liked it a lot.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it beyond Rooney Mara?
Haven't seen it. No spoilers.
Oh, okay.
No spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
No
I'm not going to give you any
no spoilers.
Spoilers.
We won't spoil.
No spoilers.
I like it besides Rooney Mara, yeah.
Yeah. See, I thought it was just kind of okay besides Rooney Mara. I thought Daniel Craig was atrocious, personally.
Huh.
He doesn't do anything besides James Bond anymore. Like, he doesn't try.
She's the best part of the movie, definitely.
She's incredible.
She's so good.
Girl,
the girl with the dragon tattoo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The girl, the titular character. Titular? Titular.
Titular. It's titular.
Titular.
You know, like title? Titular.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know what you're trying to say.
It's
for sure.
Definitely titular. No, she's awesome. I don't know.
You do see her titulars, if you know what I mean.
You do.
Hey-o.
That's a spoiler.
Giddy up. That's a pleasant spoiler, though.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I like that one. What else did you see?
Young Adult. I saw Young Adult.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
Young Adult was okay. I thought Patton Oswalt and Charlize Theron were both really excellent in it. There's just a lot of cliches in the movie. It's just like, they think, like, Patton Oswalt's character, everyone thought he was gay, so the jocks beat him up. It's just like, that's basically, like, how they introduce his character.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know, like, all the things, all the little high school songs and all these things. Charlize Theron was awesome in it, though. She was pretty funny.
I like her.
Yeah, she's generally pretty good.
She was very good. Patton Oswalt was really excellent. I don't know. It was okay, though. And then Cedar Rapids, that was the other thing I saw.
Oh, right.
Oh, nice. Good one.
I liked that one.
I watched the first season of Boss on Stars.
Wow. How much TV did you watch when you're back home?
Boss.
What's that?
Boss. It is a show on Stars starring Kelsey Grammer about a corrupt mayor of Chicago. The first season's like 8 episodes. It's really, really good.
Cool.
Kelsey Grammer is fucking awesome.
Who made it?
Actually, Gus Van Sant is the executive producer of the show.
Oh, cool.
And he directed the first episode, and then Mari Van Peebles directed most of the rest
of
them. Which is kind of funny in and of itself.
I feel like he has directed some episodes of good shows before, but I can't think of what they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not much of a movie director, I don't think, but he's a pretty decent television director.
What do you think his favorite movies are in succession from 1 to 10?
His favorite movies?
Mario Van Peebles?
Well, starting with number one, the first one is probably The Brave Little Toaster.
Probably a lot of Spike Lee joints.
Oh, nice. I love that movie.
I think The Brave Little Toaster is number one. I think number two is...
this is number two.
Badass, which is the movie about him. And then Badass is the one. I don't remember if that's the one that he made or Sweet. I don't fucking remember. There's a documentary about a movie that he made. And then the third one is probably The Little Mermaid. And then
nice.
Going in succession here. I'd say number four is...
We're doing these. You know what? We'll
No. I figured out what number four is. Number four is Can't Hardly Wait. Shit, I read that somewhere, actually.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Can't Hardly Wait. Excellent
film. But he wrote
film.
The book for that, though, didn't he?
He wrote the...
It was a novella.
He wrote the novella.
Yeah,
the movie novella. That's
the graphic novella.
Yeah,
right, okay,
that's what
cool.
he did. That's
where
did.
I read that one time.
That's cool.
Good
yeah.
story.
I didn't tell you where, but I just read it one time.
Why would we ask you where you read it?
I'm actually intrigued as to where you read it. Where'd you read it?
I'm not going to tell you. I already said I'm not going to tell you where I read it.
How is that a pertinent
I'm
fact?
I'm just going to tell you that I read it one time.
But I want to know where you read it.
Yeah. Does it really matter?
Yeah,
I didn't think it did, but now it seems like it does.
Because you're so secretive about it, obviously matters.
I'm not getting into this, honestly. We are going to talk about the holidays, and also we're going to just dive into our next hobby.
We do have a topic.
Yeah, so our topic this week is
collecting. So, yeah, when we thought of this topic, I was thinking that it would be, like, really broad, and we would just have, like, so much to talk about and it'd be hard to like narrow something down, but the more I researched it, the more I found that there's just a lot of really bizarre, weird collections out there to talk about. A lot of them are really disgusting. Did y'all find the same?
I found a ton of really gross ones.
What are your favorite gross things?
Well, okay.
I don't have any favorites because they're all disgusting.
The one that I was the most fascinated with that I found that somebody actually collected. Let me see if I can find the guy's name because I think I wrote it down.
Uh-oh. Someone's got to shoot a paper out.
Ladies
and gents, Dylan Heimbruch officially has the first notes of 2012.
Okay.
Happy New Year, guys.
Oh, yeah. Happy New
Happy
Year.
Happy New Year. Hey, guys.
This is our 10th.
Happy holidays.
I think everyone celebrates New Year.
I think we already said. Yeah, everyone celebrates New Year.
It's holidays.
You don't have to keep that PC.
Unless you don't. I'm sorry if you don't recognize the Gregorian calendar.
Anyway.
One day, they'll probably end up having to change that.
The PC police.
Actually, yeah.
You sounded like a gargoyle from the hit TV show Gargoyles.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That was a wonderful show. Okay, so I found this guy. His name is Len Foley. This fucking guy.
Oh, nice. Len Foley?
Yeah, Len Foley.
Mm-hmm.
So, just take a guess at what he collects. It has something to do with fast food, and it is a fast food item.
Is it packets?
No, it's
wrappers.
No.
Is it actually
food? It's an actual food.
It's actually food? Oh, okay. Actually,
what?
Give us five guesses apiece.
Okay.
Actually, give us five guesses total.
That was actually close.
All right, Whoppers.
No.
Close to
Don't
Big Macs.
Don't freeze up.
Quarter pounders.
It's just regular hamburgers from McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was only our third guess, my friend.
Well, he was getting close to it. I answered it. Whatever. This guy's been collecting.
It didn't sound specific enough, so I couldn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy has been collecting McDonald's hamburgers since 1989.
Ooh.
He collects the burgers and he categorizes them. He actually writes down the year and month from which he bought them and he puts them on a display in his house. So he has fucking cheeseburgers from McDonald's since 1989 just hanging out in a display in his house. And they just have they have a piece of paper that says
he doesn't
the month
eat
of the
them.
Year. No, they're full on cheeseburgers and they're not in refrigeration or anything. They're not even they're in the bottom of the wrapper they came in. They're open. You can see.
So is it just to show how processed it is, that they don't.
I didn't
rot.
See any sort of reasoning. They didn't give
so
a reasoning for this
McDonald's?
Guy. It's all from McDonald's. It's only the McDonald's cheeseburgers. And since 1989. So over 20 years, this guy's been.
Did you see pictures?
Yeah, I saw pictures. I'm trying to remember. I only looked at them real quick because I was. Well, it was on the internet, obviously. But.
Well, where did you see these pictures? You guys are dealing about where I read this. We need to figure out where you saw this, honestly.
Well,
tables have turned, my friend.
It's probably Cracked or something. I think it was on Cracked.
Yeah,
remember.
I found a good list on Cracked. Hobbies.
So, there, I just gave you the answer,
so
Porter.
So,
not gonna screw you over.
Damn it.
The buns, hadn't molded or anything?
Not really. I think they had. I mean, a bunch of them,
minor.
I think, had. I don't really remember because I was kind of doing this while I was trying to, While I was being trained at work, I was trying to do it in between things. So I didn't.
Oh, yeah, Dylan started a job today.
First day at work. How was it?
Uh-oh.
It's good job.
Good.
It's good job.
I'm glad you like it.
Good
job. Do you enjoy yourself today?
I did enjoy myself today. It was a good day. Anyways, so yeah, since 1989, this guy has been collecting these things. That was one of the really gross things that I found.
Yeah, that reminded me of something
I other ones, but.
I sort of guessed that this would be a thing because I sort of know people who have sort of do this, and I found people have huge collections of condiment packets from fast food restaurant. And there's some movie where someone's mom has a ton of duck sauce and soy sauce packets or something.
Yeah. Yes, I don't remember what it is though.
I think it's a comedy.
It is a comedy.
Harry and Henderson's.
No, it wasn't. It was more.
That was on my Mary Van Peebles list, by the way.
Oh, it was?
That was coming at number 9.
Oh, nice. That should be number 1, honestly.
Maybe we should finish out
the Brave Little Toaster.
Maybe we should finish out the Mario Van Peebles list.
Yeah, we'll get to it. Don't worry about it.
Okay, good.
We'll get to it.
Email us if you have any ideas
any
or if
guesses.
You're out there.
Hey, Mario.
In
we'd
world.
Love to know what your top 10 movies of all time are.
Mario, tell us your stories from the beginning to the end.
Everyone just start tweeting Mario Van Peebles asking him his top 10.
I might actually do that later. Anyway, so, Sam, yes, condiment packets. Yeah, I saw there's a movie where, they collect a lot of duck sauce or something stupid. It's really Garden State. That doesn't happen in Garden State.
That sounds, well, he doesn't have a
right.
mom, though.
Not, he doesn't, but Peter Sarsgaard's character's mom.
Oh, hey, mom.
Because he wakes up all drunk and hungover in her house, and he's all drawn on.
Gosh,
but it's
it,
not that movie.
Was it Taking Woodstock?
I never saw that, so I don't know.
Oh.
I heard it wasn't very good.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're the one that told me it was terrible. That's terrible.
Yeah. Woodstock?
Taking Woodstock, the Dimitri Martin movie.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Saw it?
Yeah.
It was so bad.
It was. I mean, it didn't look that good to begin with,
right.
But then when I watched it, it was... it was one of those things, too, where I thought it was going to be bad, just so bad it was going to be good.
It was. It was just boring.
It was terrible.
And,
I felt really
We talked
cold.
A lot about the movies that we didn't like
The different
today.
Parts of the story didn't really go together.
Yeah.
Another one I didn't like of the holiday season is a War Horse. I saw a War Horse in it.
Oh, really?
Dude, it was bad.
Nice.
I thought that would have been not a complete nice, I mean. Treat. That looked like the biggest treat to me.
I mean, it's actually directed by Steven Spielberg. He didn't even like just like produce it or put his name.
Yeah,
he directed this
it.
Movie.
Wow.
And it's as if he doesn't know how to make
movies. Wow.
And John Williams composed it. And like the music, I found the music really annoying and like cliched and kind of trite.
You think
and,
they peaked out of Jurassic Park?
Maybe so.
Dude, oh my god. Jurassic Park is his best movie. Let's just be honest.
Steven Spielberg's?
Yes.
I like E.T. a lot.
Oh, it's so much better than E.T.
Jurassic Park is... I don't know. E.T. is pretty good.
Jurassic
Cowboys
Park.
And Aliens, though, my friend.
He didn't direct
that. Daniel Craig was totally in it, though.
Did
you
direct it?
Did you really think Steven Spielberg directed it?
I'm pretty sure he did.
No, it was Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau directed it.
Dang it. Wasn't Spielberg a producer in it, though?
I don't think so.
I'm checking IMDb right now.
J.J. Abrams
He produced Super 8, which was sort of a competing film.
Oh, that's right.
A big summer action movie.
Did you guys... Oh, we saw that together. We actually all saw that together.
Yeah, Dylan didn't like it.
I fucking hated that movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
I wouldn't say I hated it that much. Like,
because there was nothing enjoyable about it. It was just boring.
It was great.
Yeah, there was nothing enjoyable about that movie.
It was so fun.
Except for Coach Taylor, and he didn't even say, let me tell you something, so that wasn't even that
enjoyable.
The
kids were great.
No, they were terrible, especially the fat kid who said mint a bunch.
Oh, no, he was cool.
It was a picture of him with Bill Clinton.
Yeah, why are you looking at pictures of Bill Clinton?
It was a picture of Steven Spielberg with Bill Clinton. Oh, this picture looks pretty fun.
What is it?
It looks like it's a picture of him with...
he's looking at his Wikipedia page right now.
Hold on one second, guys. Oh, with Chandran Rutnam.
So do you guys think that Steven Spielberg...
He was at the gala dinner on Wednesday, December 9th, 2009.
I think Don had a question.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Do you think Steven Spielberg collects alien memorabilia?
That's a good question.
Goes out to, you know, where Area 51 is supposed to be and just, like, kicks over rocks and is like, ah, where's that ectoplasm? I need something to inspire me for ET3. You know, you think he just thinks like that?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and, I don't know, maybe, like, think about the celebrities that would be more willing to collect the weirdest things.
I feel like
Steven Spielberg would collect some weird things,
dude. I don't know how to wrap my brain around that question or phrase that question that I was trying to ask.
I can already answer this question. Nick Cage. Nick Cage definitely.
Okay.
We almost saw Sam's in his head explode.
I was like caught in a loop.
Dude, it definitely looked like that. You know, have you guys seen Scanners?
Welcome inside my head.
have you guys seen fucking Scanners when the people's heads explode?
No.
Oh my god.
I've seen a short clip of when
have
it
you seen
that,
Airheads?
Because
that movie's pretty hilarious.
Airheads is no Scanners, bro.
Yeah.
Scanners,
I like Airheads.
Scanners, when their heads explode, it just, like, that's the face that Sam actually made, is when their face starts to just start shaking. And
I'm glad I figured it out before my head exploded.
So, let's think about the celebrities that collect the weirdest things.
Well,
let's think about the weirdest celebrities that collect the weirdest things. No, let's think about the most normal celebrities that are
that
born...
That you wouldn't suspect that
they collect weird things. Well, honestly, like, all Scientologists are out because they probably collect some really weird shit, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Obviously.
I mean, I bet John Travolta's in, like, some really weird things that we don't know
about.
You
came up with this. Why don't you give us the first example?
Okay, sure. So if it was up to me to decide for an answer for this, basically this prompt or this prose.
Are you stalling?
I would think that John Travolta.
He's a weird celebrity.
Yeah, yeah.
You said normal celebrity.
You said normal.
Oh, normal celebrity.
That's what you ended
on.
Oh, well, I actually ended on weird celebrities. But
no, you ended on normal.
Okay, I'll say that.
You know, let's do combo.
John, what was it? Hey, John.
I couldn't tell which one he said.
John's high or something.
Yeah, I don't know. He's eating stuff.
He's doing a lot of whippets in the corner. Let's just leave him alone.
Hey,
now.
Buddy, let's not be ripping on John right now.
This is what he's doing. What do you want from me?
Well, first off, a normal celebrity, I would probably say that, who is a normal celebrity?
Taya Leone.
Who is that?
Taya Leone.
David Duchovny. Did they get divorced? Like,
I don't think they're divorced.
David Duchovny?
His wife.
His wife.
Oh, nice.
She's pretty normal.
Did you see Spanglish? She cries a lot.
No, is that the Brad Pitt movie?
No, that's got Adam Sandler in it.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Babel.
I was thinking of the Mexican gun. The Mexican.
Okay.
Yeah. Wasn't the Mexican a gun, though?
No, it was a guy.
The Mexican was the gun.
Yeah. All right.
I don't remember much of that movie.
Well, it wasn't, yeah.
Well, we have trivia tonight.
Not very good movie, so it doesn't really matter.
We actually blow in a lot of our trivia knowledge right now.
I remember enjoying it. We have a trivia team that we go to a bar each week and win some beer money.
Tim Dog 420.
For the holiday season, I gave gifts to the trivia teammates. So I gave you all some books. Have you all read them at all?
Yeah, I've gotten about 20 pages into my beer.
You like it?
Yeah, it's good.
I actually have to get it back from Adrian because I left it in her car.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Adrian.
I have some more in my room.
Shout out to Adrian. By the way, hey, Adrian, how was your break? You can email us.
Pretty good, y'all.
That's a terrible impersonation of her.
She's not going to be happy about that.
She will not. She'll probably tear into us at some point.
So let's get back to collecting.
Let's go ahead and collect things. So has anyone collected things before?
You know, that would have been a good thing to find, actually, celebrities who have weird collections.
Well, we know about Nick Cage's collections.
Start looking for that. Oh, hey. So what does Nick Cage select?
Oh, Nick Cage has some weird-ass collections. One of them is albino cobras. And he's broke for a lot of reasons. He used to collect albino cobras. And in his house, apparently, he had a bunch of albino cobra cages. And up against the wall, he had a bunch of anti-venom to these snakes in case anyone took them out and got bit by the snakes.
Oh, so they're live cobras.
Oh, yeah. They're live cobras.
Oh, my gosh.
He collected a bunch of albino cobras. What else did he used to collect? Islands. He owns a lot of islands.
Yeah, I would think that a lot of celebrities would collect just a bunch of weird, like, very high-end luxury items. Not, like, weird, actually, but, like, sports cars and, like, leather jackets.
Nick Cage,
and, like,
oh, yeah, Jay Leno has, like, a ton of cars.
Jerry Seinfeld has a ton of cars, too.
Women, probably, like, for really older, like, Hugh Hefner.
Oh, yeah, I guess he kind of does collect women.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Blonde bimbos.
Huge fake tits. It's just it's the way of the world.
Yeah, maybe, like, musical instruments or something.
Yeah, like Flea. Flea probably
collects
a lot of musical
instruments. I
kind of
collect musical instruments. I have a lot of different musical instruments.
That's a good thing to collect.
I have, how many guitars do I have now? I used to have more.
What is your favorite guitar?
My favorite guitar? I don't know. I mean, I've narrowed it down, my collection, to one electric and one acoustic.
We're looking at it right now, guys.
Well, the acoustic's in the case. But yeah, I like them both.
There's also a bass guitar.
I have a Strat and a Martin acoustic, and then I have a bass guitar, and I have a mandolin, and I brought back a dulcimer and a violin from home.
Oh, nice.
And I have a trumpet, and I have a keyboard, and I guess that's about it.
And you can play all these.
Yeah, well, I can't really play the violin or the dulcimer.
Okay, but one day.
But yeah, I'm going to learn.
New Year's resolution? 2012?
No, just something I'll do eventually. I know I'll do it.
When are you going to get a French horn?
I actually play French horn. I just don't have one.
When are you going to get a didgeridoo?
French horns are expensive.
Yeah.
Didgeridoos
are kind of lame.
I don't really have any interest in getting a didgeridoo.
Why? They make one noise.
We actually were in a... Yeah, we're actually in 10,000 Villages over right before Christmas break.
It's a store in Austin that sells world goods. I don't know, what would you call
it? It's like trinkets, kind of.
I'm
kind of
glad that I didn't go to there with you guys.
Yeah, like world goods. It's like
you would have been entertained.
Really?
It's a lot of...
Well, do they have, like, statues? Like, African statues and stuff?
Probably.
Maybe, yeah. Because
that's the type of
shit. That's something they would have.
But they wouldn't be, like, full statues. They'd be, like,
little ones.
Mini,
little ones. Yeah.
Have you been to that other place across the street on South Congress?
That's the other one.
It has, like, a bunch of Dia de los Muertos stuff.
Yeah, I've been in there.
It's like
all right.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was okay.
Nice.
It was enjoyable. It wasn't as good as the candy shop.
Oh, Big Top. Yeah, that's good. But yeah, Xena got onto me because I was about to play the didgeridoo, and you said, don't play the didgeridoo in here.
Well, no, I didn't. I wasn't against you playing it. I was just advising you not to put your mouth on it.
Yeah, that would have been probably a good idea. One of the more annoying things I've seen in town is I went down to, I went swimming down at, Barton Springs with Zach and our friends, Zach and...
Shout out to Zach.
And Will. Good old Will.
Shout out to Will.
A summer or two ago, we were just kind of swimming.
Lives in this complex, you got to whisper it.
And we found a bunch of people. We encountered a bunch of people that were literally sitting in a drum circle, smoking pot, and playing the didgeridoo. It was one of the more annoying things I've ever seen in my life, to be honest with you. Just because the didgeridoo, they played it because we were sitting there swimming. They played the didgeridoo for an hour and a half straight. How do you do that? Like, how does that sound keep entertaining you? Like, even if you're stoned, how does that sound entertain you?
Good question.
I don't get it. I mean, if you live in an African village, maybe I can understand it. But
yeah, there's not much.
Not if you're just some idiot pothead in Austin.
I thought collecting would be a good opportunity to talk about our favorite reality show. Oddities?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I don't know Oddities.
Dylan, why don't you give him a rundown on what Oddities is?
Just give me a rundown, my friend.
Oddities is a really wonderful program on this network called Science. Science apparently only has two shows. One of them is Oddities. And it's about...
What's the other one?
Oh, God. How It's Made?
Oh, that's so boring.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I do want to know how it's made, but I don't want you to show me such a boring show.
Yeah, it's pretty boring.
I actually kind of like how it's made.
I think it always depends on what they're making, you know? I'd watch one about like how they make string cheese, I think.
Nice.
Anyway, it's Oddities is a reality show about this store in New York called Obscura. It's in, I think it's in the West Village in Manhattan. Mm. Anyway, in this store, they just sell really, really, really strange things that people collect. Like, one of the things is like shrunken heads. One of the ones, actually, on New Year's, me and one of our friends, Stuart, we drank a bunch of beers and watched a marathon of Oddities during the day. Because it was on for actually 8 hours. So we sat there and watched it for probably three. And one of the things that somebody bought was like a little toy monkey car. And this was something that apparently in like the 20s, they used to put actual monkeys in these cars and they used to race them around tracks and people would bet on them.
So weird.
So this woman came in and bought it, and she commissioned one of the guys who works there to make a full skeleton, like a real monkey skeleton.
Like a taxidermied monkey?
Like, you know,
oh, a skeleton.
A skeleton.
Okay.
This woman commissioned the guy to go find a monkey skeleton and buy it from somebody and then put it together to put into the car. And it was really hilarious because this woman was probably like this 30-year-old blonde girl who was just so clueless about everything. And she was just this huge, let's be honest, she was just really a huge bimbo. And it was just really funny to see her reaction to all of this and how, like, freaked out and yet amazed she was by all of it. And now she's just very confused about why she was even buying this thing. The most fascinating thing to me about this show, though, is everything in the store is so expensive. Like, the cheapest thing in the store is, like, $400.
Right.
And the people that come in there, you don't understand how half of these people have any money. Like, one of the guys that we...
They're all artists or performance artists.
Right.
Or,
like, they all do shit like human blockhead.
Acrobats.
Right. Like, they're contortionists.
Street performers.
It's a dying craft, acrobats.
Yeah. Magicians.
Aerialists.
I mean, like, it's like...
Contortionists.
The only person that I've seen, that we've seen come on that show that, you know, obviously is very wealthy is Jonathan Davis of Korn.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody else. Like, then there was the other guy who was friends with a dentist, who's probably a dentist himself, who was super weird, that was wearing Tommy Bahama shirts and just got really jazzed about some chattering teeth that he found.
Oh, nice.
He also seemed like he was relatively, like, well off from a job or something.
You really should see this show, Sam. It's so fascinating.
It's quite possibly the best show on television.
Definitely the best reality show.
The best reality show by far. I mean, it's not the best show on TV, but when it comes down to it, you can watch this shit for hours and you'll never stop being entertained.
Yeah, the thing
what
about
channels that come on again?
Science Channel.
Science Channel.
Yeah, they're all just so weird.
Science Channel.
And, yeah, so everything
it comes on the science.
Well, and all these people just...
Sundays at 8.
Science.
And the collections that these people have are always just very fascinating because they go to so many people's houses who really do just collect all this shit and then they sell, then, you know, and they buy stuff from these collectors.
And so pretty much everything is like really morbid and kind of death related.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So is Korn still around as a band?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jonathan
we
Davis
talked about that because you were talking about Skrillex.
Yeah. And they just, they just came out with a new band.
You said if you could think of the worst combination of artists to listen to, it would be Korn and Skrillex collaborating on a song.
That's true. I stand by that.
I don't know if it would. I don't know if it'd be worse than Limp Bizkit and Skrillex. I think that would be even worse.
I don't know. That's close.
I don't know.
No, yeah, I'm gonna go with Dylan.
I think Limp Bizkit and Skrillex would be worse.
I'm staying put, fellas.
Korn has more moments of musical competence.
Well, right. Like at least Jonathan Davis tries to like sing melodically a little bit.
Don't even try to get on Jonathan's side during this argument, my friend.
Like Fred,
I'm taking Dylan's side here,
Fred
too.
Fred Durst just sits there and just yells like a jackal. Shut up.
It would seem no one in Limp Bizkit really knows how to play their instruments except for the drummer.
Yeah, actually, on Jonathan Davis's
Wikipedia
page right now.
In Limp Bizkit?
Yeah.
People say the bass player's good?
There was a bass player that people thought was good, and then he left the band, and that's when everyone said the band got shitty.
No, that was the guitarist.
That was Incubus.
He wasn't a good guitarist.
That's Incubus you're thinking about.
He just did weird shit like Tom Morello.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. This is just a thing I remember.
No, you're thinking about Incubus for sure.
No, I think he's thinking about the guitarist for Limp Bizkit.
I think the guy's name was Wes Borland.
Limp Bizkit.
See, that's Limp Bizkit. I always enunciate it Limp Bizkit because I want everyone to know how stupid that name is.
Oh, yeah. So Jonathan,
not even Bizkit.
Jonathan Davis actually was voted in Heavy Metal's all-time top 100 vocalist by Hit Parader. So he's ranked 16th right now. Little fun fact. Which, I mean, like, Heavy Metal vocalist, to be completely honest with you, like, that'd be, like, the worst. I don't know, like, actually, I don't know.
Is that all-time or?
Let me check. cross-reference.
Or is it like
By the
current?
Way, Jonathan Davis was on this show.
Because there are good all-time metal singers.
Well, let's just talk about what Jonathan Davis collected.
Oh, yeah. This is a...
Ozzy?
This is a big list, my friend.
Is it all-time?
It's all-time.
So I bet like Ozzy and Dio are at the top, right?
Robert Plant is at the top.
Okay. I was going to argue for
Tyler,
that.
Steven Tyler, Cornell.
I'm not sure if counted, though.
Freddie Mercury.
There's nothing metal about Aerosmith.
No.
Freddie Mercury. Queen's not metal?
No, they have some metal-ish stuff.
Metal-ish?
That's not
well, I mean, like,
talking about Korn, buddy.
But this was before metal was prevalent and like metal was defined. Like
Eddie Vedder is over
there. They're gonna include like early bands that
alternative
that sort of influenced like the birth of metal.
Yeah, Dio's
and Queen
10.
Is definitely one of them.
Dio's 10.
Okay, I can get behind that, I guess.
Let's see what number 100 is.
Yeah, let's see what 100 is.
Ray Gillen.
Who?
Ray Gillen.
Who's that?
I don't know.
They didn't say what band they're in.
No.
That's stupid.
Tim Ripper Owens is 97, guys.
If you just tuned in, we're talking about the 100 greatest metal singers of all time.
You know who number 71 is?
Who?
Fred Durst.
No.
He's not a singer.
He doesn't sing anything.
Fred Durst. Featuring him on the Science Channel every Wednesday night.
That was Jonathan Davis of Korn that was on the Science Channel.
Yeah, Fred Durst didn't do anything.
I know, but Fred Durst's got his new show called Fred Durst Science Experiments.
No, actually, Fred Durst.
Wait, is that real?
No, no, no.
No,
there's some show.
Oh, he does have like a new show
coming
out.
Fred Durst is starring in a sitcom that's coming
out. Oh, that's what it is.
He's going to Oh shit, have you seen there's a Rob Schneider sitcom?
Yes, and
Rob.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's like Mexican?
Right.
Is he Mexican though?
No, that's the point. He's like marrying into a Mexican family and so or like
oh.
I guess they're from Mexico and now they live in America and so like all the culture the culture shock or whatever of him marrying into this family with different customs that he's not used to. But where the hell did Rob Schneider come from?
Because the whole thing is actually right about
this. I think he actually got to start on SNL.
I know, but I mean, like, he's like dropped off the face of the earth because he wasn't really that great to begin with, and now he's got his own show.
No, he was in Grown Ups.
It's because he's only in things Adam Sandler gives him a part for. No,
yeah,
I,
is Happy Madison producing it? Is that what
no, no,
what
I actually
happened?
Read about on that. It. It's on like CBS or something, too. It's on a network.
Right, CBS, so if it's going to be anywhere, that's where it's going to be.
Yeah, exactly. But I actually read about this. I read that apparently he made like some sort of bullshit pilot about his life, because apparently the sitcom is based off of his life, and he showed it to some people. Absolutely, he said he basically kind of made it a joke, supposedly, and he didn't think anyone would pick it up or anything. And of course, CBS goes ahead and picks it up. And so I read some nonsense somewhere, I feel like, where they were legitimately, they had like quotes from Rob Schneider where he's talking about why is he doing this. And Fred Durst is also in a sitcom that's coming out. Is that what you just found?
Oh my God, guys. All right. So then I went on to Rob Schneider's IMDb page to look at him. So then they have a trivia. You know, in IMDb, they have like little trivia.
All right.
So about Seven Down says, has a passion for collecting stuff.
No way, dude.
It just says, all right, let me read. Let me keep going. Well, actually, it says he likes to wear 1970s clothes.
Okay.
So maybe he just does that.
Clothes?
Rob Schneider, 70s
He has a collection of Hawaiian shirts. Wow.
That he wears in 51st States?
That he wears in... He's a San Francisco Giants fan.
So
I kind of respect
that. Maybe he's got some Giants memorabilia that he collects.
The real reason he decided to go into show business was to avoid a day job. Haven't heard that one before.
Yeah. Is that what everybody says?
Actually, one of my favorite Rob Schneider roles, if we're going to really just dig deep into Rob Schneider's career, is...
Now that we know that he's pertinent to the topic, we can just go all out.
We can go all out, yeah.
I still want to talk about Jonathan Davis.
We can make it a very special...
Oh, yeah, we'll get back on that.
Make it a very special Rob Schneider episode.
Yeah, for sure. So, like, one of my favorite... Probably my top three favorite roles that he's ever been in was in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. He was...
excellent one.
He worked at the hotel?
He worked at the hotel as a bellhop.
Actually, he was kind of funny in that.
He did.
I'll give it to you.
He did actually pretty well.
Who was the other guy?
I thought you were going to make a joke.
Tim
Curry.
Tim Curry was obviously awesome.
Tim Curry was also working in that hotel, which was hilarious. Curry was one of the villains in that movie.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, he's great.
He's pretty awesome.
What are the other Rob? You said there's top three, or you're just saying that's one of the top three?
Oh, top three movies he's in?
No, top three Rob Schneider roles is what you said.
Oh, Rob Schneider roles.
Oh, I thought you had a list ready. Sorry. You're just saying Home Alone 2 is one of those.
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely one of them. The rest of those roles really are just kind of...
Right, that's really probably the only good role he's had.
He's done some good things on SNL.
That's a stretch to even call it really good.
I mean, yeah, his movie that he's in that if I just go down the list are just completely ridiculous.
Deuce Bigelow 1 and 2.
Yeah, Deuce Bigelow, Jack
the Hot Chick.
The Hot Chick.
The Stapler.
The Animal.
The Stapler. The Animal is totally one of them.
Click. That movie was kind of weird. Grandma's Boy. I actually enjoy Grandma's Boy. But
he probably had a small part in that, right?
He has all these small parts in all these movies.
He's in Waterboy.
Well,
yeah, because Adam Sandler puts all of his friends
in like Big
in
Daddy,
movies.
Waterboy.
Like, that guy Joe Dante's in all those Adam Sandler movies. Mm-hmm. He apparently just met the guy at a comedy show, and he became friends with them, so Adam Sandler just started putting him in all of his movies. Like, that's literally how this guy became a rich actor. Like, that's such bullshit. But you know what, Korn... Jonathan, going back to the topic, Jonathan Davis from Korn, you know what he's collecting? Embalming tools. That's what he was collecting on Oddities.
That's normal.
It's a very normal thing.
So do y'all want to play categories?
Yeah. What's the category?
Well,
you're the categorist.
Let's go ahead and do the theme song.
Okay.
Oh.
We're not?
All right.
Go. There it goes.
There it is.
It's going now.
Category.
Is that your voice?
Yeah, that's my voice. Voice. Does it not sound like my voice?
No, it sounds like your voice.
No, it does.
So I lost last time, right?
Yeah, you lost.
But then I went the whole episode without...
No, you said it eventually.
No, I never said it.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You
that
said
was
it
the
once.
Thing.
At the end of the episode, you said it once.
Yeah, at the end of the episode, you did say it once. I remember it was a big deal.
Yeah. You're really upset about yourself.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You can go back and listen to the tape if you want to. You definitely did it.
We do record on tape.
Yep.
Man, because I was going to say the reward. We can go ahead and establish this now because I thought of it, but I guess I won't get it. If you lose and then you go the whole episode without saying the thing, next time you can skip a turn.
Oh,
when
nice.
You play
good
categories.
Call. Good call.
Okay,
I was thinking
one.
You were going to say you're going to give us $10 each.
No, I'm not going to do that, actually.
I would love
but,
that.
But yeah, so you can pass
like $10
one time if you go the whole episode previous without saying the thing after losing. So
okay, makes sense.
Okay.
All right, so, but since you say I didn't do that, then
you
we'll
definitely
just have
did.
A regular game of categories.
Let's crank it up.
And I'm going to go with Rob Schneider Films. So close that computer. Or you're not on the tab. So
I'm tabbing out.
Well, I mean, I trust you. Just
yeah,
don't,
yeah,
yeah. All right, so you...
Just any movie?
He's yeah.
In?
Films
he's in.
That Rob Schneider acts in.
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
The Hot Chick.
The Animal.
Click.
What are the Grandma's Boy.
Surf Ninjas.
Oh, he was in Surf Ninjas?
Deuce Bigelow.
Oh, that was a good... Deuce Bigelow 2.
Big Daddy? Did we already say that?
No, we didn't, but yeah.
That's going nuts.
The Longest Yard.
Well, The Water Boy.
Mr. Deeds?
Yeah, he's in that, actually.
Okay. I don't know if he's in that.
I think he is.
Little Nicky?
I think he's in that, too.
Oh, fuck, is he in these movies?
Are we just naming Adam
now
Sandler?
Now we're
naming Adam Sandler.
The sad part is we're like all kind of sure that that's right, but it probably is. Shit. Oh, are we even naming
No, I definitely remember him being in Mr. Deeds because he's the guy in jail with the crazy eye and he gives him a car.
Oh, okay. Well,
so Little Nicky, do we need to confirm that one?
I'm pretty.
Well, if I confirm, I'm going to see other things.
I'm pretty sure he's in Little Nicky. Just give it to him. Grown Ups.
Oh, dang it! That was a good one.
Zookeeper.
I don't think he's in Zookeeper.
Was he in Zookeeper?
I don't know.
It was just a guess.
Kevin James one.
You probably would have saw it just now.
I don't think he's in Zookeeper.
Yeah, I didn't. It doesn't ring a bell, but
let's check.
All right.
All right. This is for the winner.
You know what
of the
I'm
going to
do
thing.
Is I'm going to go all the way down. And I'm just going to do a control find for Zookeeper.
But wait, why don't you just go to Wikipedia and type in the Zookeeper in Wikipedia?
First control find Little Nicky.
Whoa! Let's not go back in
no,
time.
No, we can't go back in time.
We can.
No, we can't do it. We just can't.
Little,
do it.
We have to double check.
Little Nicky.
Okay, fine. Now check Zookeeper.
Zookeeper. Hold on, guys. I'm pushing the letters right now. I'm going Z-O-O-K-E-E. Zoo is not even coming up, friends.
No, he's not in the Zookeeper. Right, Adam Sandler wasn't in that
but
one.
But he was also in Coach.
But he produced it, right?
Adam Sandler, yeah, he produced it.
We could have just said Seinfeld. Remember he was in the Friars Club episode?
Oh, that's right. He wasn't Seinfeld.
I said films.
Yeah, he did say films. So, Sam, you lose again. 2 weeks in a row.
Wow.
I got a pretty bad record.
Oh, yeah. Wrong one.
That was
it. I'll see you guys next week.
There we go. Categories.
John
categories.
Is just fucking up over here. Jesus Christ.
I know. John... I know it's your first week, but just try to get it together.
It's too high on those whippets, man. He saw that Steve-O documentary, and he was like, I want to collect whippets and do them all. That's what he wanted to do.
So now I can't say the C word.
But I can.
Not that we've been talking about it.
Yeah, we haven't been talking about it at all.
Oh, interesting. Let's do a weird fact, because I have a good
let's
one.
Let's do it.
You probably already know this, but I just think it's a good one.
Okay, go ahead.
So eBay started as a place for people to find Pez dispensers.
Yep. I knew that.
I think that's cool.
It's pretty cool. That's pretty
neat. That is really cool. Weird fact. Have you ever seen that fact there, that story about eBay where the guy actually has like a red paperclip or something and then he ends
Craigslist.
Up... Craigslist. Oh, is that Craigslist?
Yeah.
Or he takes... No, it's eBay, dude.
It's Craigslist.
I don't know what the story is.
It's Craigslist because he trades everything.
But I want to hear the story.
You can't trade on eBay.
Oh, yeah. The guy who traded started with the red paperclip.
And then he gets a house.
And then he got a house. That's what it was. Yeah, that was probably Craigslist because you can't trade shit on eBay.
It was Craigslist. I think... Yeah, I think a lot of people thought that that was like some sort of viral campaign for Craigslist.
Well, I got one.
One red paperclip.
Is that the story? Did you find it?
No, it was a broken link.
Oh, okay. Well,
oh, yeah,
he's
lying.
It's eBay.
No, you're lying.
He's literally just making it up now, just so he can be right. Well, while he looks it up, I'll talk about my fun fact.
Weird fact.
This is actually fucking weird, so it doesn't really matter. I found a whole thing about people collecting murderabilia. Murderabilia.
Oh, I saw that. That's crazy.
Murderabilia is prison art made by serial killers. So basically, you know, some serial killer goes to jail. He's on death row, and the prison guards, they say, you know what you should do with your time? You should learn how to be an artist. And so a lot of these people, they learned how to paint and draw. And trying to think, like, one of the things, Charles Manson used to, he used to make, like, figures and statues. And I think he used to make it out of his hair or something.
Really?
Yeah.
And well, he was an artist anyway, so I bet his stuff might have been kind of good.
Was he an artist before?
Well, he was a musician.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's something that he did. And so one of the things I found people actually collected, this is just terrifying to me, people have actually gone out of their way to collect paintings by John Wayne Gacy.
Ugh.
And John Wayne Gacy was, if you don't know John Wayne Gacy, he was a serial killer, killed little boys, and he dressed up like a clown. And what did he paint? Really fucking scary clowns.
Oh, my God.
And so people actually go out of their way to find John Wayne Gacy originals, which are just paintings of really terrifying clowns, which are already scary in their own right. So that's just fucking weird.
That
to
is
me.
Quite the conversation piece,
that's
I guess.
Weird.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know.
Did you see that a bunch of people collect penises?
I saw that one, too.
This one kept popping up. This one kept popping
up. It was on
the
same story on Crack that I found the murder.
Yeah, but
one.
And, yeah, I saw it on there, yeah. But it was like all over the place. Like people collect penises from all different species. Like they'll like get like embalmed.
See, I didn't actually read it. I thought it was just like dildos or something.
No, these are like like
real penises.
You know, wild boar penises and elk penises and.
You know what I saw on
just all kinds of different penises.
You know, I saw on Oddities the other day when I was watching it. Was the one girl that's a regular, the strange hot girl who started off as being a model and then became a mortician and then started making clothing.
Yeah.
She went in to buy a birthday present for one of her friends, and she wound up buying a bottle of liquor that was one of the main ingredients was fresh testicles. And so,
human testicles?
God.
Well, they said, well, wait, the main guy goes, well, I hope it's not human testicles. I'm pretty sure that it's animals.
The guy that sounds like Seth Rogen?
Sounds like Seth Rogen, yeah.
He has the same exact voice as Seth Rogen.
Yeah, it's kind of hilarious. But yeah, they had a really long conversation about it, and the girl got so awkward and happy and strummed her fingers together a lot and laughed and just muttered to herself, there's testicles in the string.
Yeah, that girl's weird.
And then she spent $50 on like a little flask.
One funny thing I found that people collected is AOL CDs.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one, too. I thought that one's sweet.
AOL that came CDs. Up a lot, too.
Yeah, well, there's
apparently, there's over 1,000 different designs.
Well, one lady...
Wow.
I've seen... I think it was in a movie or something, but it was like a sculpture made out of AOL CDs.
Dude, this woman... I found one thing about a woman who collects them, and she collected 25... She has over 2,500 AOL CDs. 2,500 of them. More than that. That's insane.
You say 100 weird.
They have 100.
2,500.
100. 2,500.
2,500. What's your favorite number?
16. I don't know.
Speaking of favorite numbers,
seven.
I also found a person
22.
Who collected things related to the number 43.
Hmm. I think that collecting just
that number on it.
Just kind of borderlines on hoarding a little bit at a point.
Yeah. There can be somewhat of a fine line.
I mean, like 2,500?
Yeah, that's pretty much hoarding.
Well, yeah, because that's like, I think that's kind of like hoarding too, because it's just like
a big collection of worthless shit.
Right. I mean, it's not something that's like my old man collects.
It's not like a library or something.
Well, my old man collects. Right. President. What is he? Presidential buttons. So he has buttons.
Yeah.
He has buttons that go all the way back. You're going to make fun of me about it. They go all the way back. He's got like an Abraham Lincoln presidential campaign.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like he's got him like way back. Like Root Hoover and all these people. And his collection is apparently worth a ridiculous amount of money.
That's cool.
And so one of the things he really wants me to find him a Rick Perry for president one in town. And it's just like, maybe I could buy one from his campaign.
Ooh,
but
Iowa
I don't even want to.
Iowa caucuses tonight.
I don't even want to give the man $3 for
right.
a pin.
Sam, do you have a weird fact of the week? Or you talked about the Craigslist thing? That's not really collecting.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like more bartering and...
Damn it, I said it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you...
Wait, what were you thumbs up-ing for?
Oh.
The time?
Oh, yeah. Dylan needs to go. Do you have to go to the bathroom?
Yes, really.
No, we're going to go to trivia after this.
We have to take him out.
I gotta go.
Oh, yeah, weird fact is that I... Okay, this actually is a... fact based on my real life in real life. This is in real life. And so when I was a kid, I used to collect rocks.
I found somebody who collected smooth bricks and rocks.
Did you?
I did too. I was really into gemstones. I knew all the birthstones. I could identify lots of different stones.
Are you like Hank from Breaking Bad?
Yeah, exactly.
Hank collects rocks.
And so
minerals,
when I was
actually.
A kid, my parents gave me this, gave me a rock and told me it was a moon rock. And, you know, as a kid, I was just going nuts because I was like, this is the most – because I was already obsessed with space as a kid. I kind of actually still am. And there's actually a meteor shower tonight, guys. So just in case. They said the evening to the night, but, I mean, that basically means it's going to be like
right.
10 till midnight probably.
Okay, because usually they're like at 4 in the morning or something, right?
Yeah, I'll look it up after this.
So then you started collecting –
So they gave me a moon rock. And I thought it was a little bit weird at the time because, like, the rock itself was like – spray painted silver and even had my name spray painted black, said Sam on it. But then, like, I was like, you know, a kid, like 9 or 10 or something, so I didn't really know much better, but I was like, this is incredible. And it wasn't until like a couple years later that I realized that it was just a rock that they spray painted.
Why did they tell you that?
Well, and then this is what
Why
Sam
did they tell me Santa Claus was real?
Yeah, well, they really just made that one up, though.
And that just led into Sam collecting swaths of land on the moon so that one day he could own the entire moon.
I was like, I'm going to get it.
I wish luck to you on that one.
Yeah.
So I have a question.
Okay.
What is there anything that y'all collect?
I collect Sports books? Illustrated covers with Alabama on it.
You got a lot of them?
I got a handful of them.
That's cool.
I mean, I guess...
But not, like, aggressively.
Alabama Crimson Tide football.
Yeah.
To be more specific.
Right, not just the state of Alabama.
State of Alabama. I guess I kind of collect sneakers, but I don't really have the finances to really get as many as I would like, so...
I want to start collecting more Alabama, the state-related things, and I'm also a fan of Bama, so I count that stuff, too. But I have, like, a couple license plates and a wine opener and or a wine stopper and like, this wooden map thing...
Nice.
I just like that kind of stuff. And then I have a lot of coasters.
You do have a lot of coasters.
And that started because I wanted to collect Lone Star beer stuff, which is like this Texas beer, if you don't live here.
Shout out to Lone Star.
Shout out to Lone Star Brewery.
They got like a cool logo. That's something we didn't really get into, but yeah, there's a lot of like what I call consumer collecting of people just collecting like a certain brand. I guess the McDonald's.
I used to collect movie posters, but I wouldn't collect like the ones that everyone would find. I'd try to find like for specific movies, like more rare ones, like actual ones that were made for the movies, though, not like
right.
You know, because there's also really awesome ones that artists do, like for the Alamo Draft House, for example. Like they've got artists that do excellent posters, but I used to try to find ones that were actually used in promotion for the movies that were just a little bit more rare.
That's
I used to
cool.
do that. Actually,
I also
like,
have a few Bruce Springsteen Rolling Stone covers.
Oh, nice.
You have a number of
Do you
those.
Like them?
I love Bruce Springsteen.
Clay Evans is not a fan.
Really?
Yeah, he got
I don't think we like any of the same music.
He got really mad at me on... I was playing Rosalita
That's
on
like
Sunday morning.
One of the best songs ever.
Yeah, we were hanging out at this house on Sunday morning. I started playing Rosalita, and he got really, really mad about it. And, you know, it's like an 8-minute song, so we sat there and bitched for a solid 4.5 minutes of the song. It was pretty awesome. But he also made me listen to too many fucking Will Smith
songs. I guess it's time to vote. I guess the voting's a little weird, because obviously we all... kind of collect something.
Yeah.
So let's just specify with dolls.
What?
Like, would you collect dolls?
Yep.
Are you including action figures?
No, just really creepy, girly dolls.
No.
No.
Wait, explain.
Because I don't want creepy girly dolls in my life.
Yeah, does it really need explanation?
Well, we just always explain our reasoning.
Well, I just didn't. That's pretty self-explanatory.
I'm allergic.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm allergic to terrifying things.
It's unanimous. I'm gonna say nay on that one.
What's your reasoning?
I just don't like dolls. I had a bad experience with one when I was a kid.
A
Chucky doll?
I had a neighbor friend who had a really scary doll. It was like missing an eye. Old and smelly.
Were you like a Chucky
puppet master?
No, it was just like your standard.
Did you guys like Chucky?
Chucky's movies are hilarious.
Did I like the character or...
Yeah, both.
Or Child's Play, because that's the movie.
When I was a kid, that shit was terrifying.
Just anyone named Chucky.
Though.
Chucky Finster.
Chucky Finster's sweet. I really don't like John Gruden Chucky. John Chucky Gruden.
Do you like John Gruden?
John Chucky Gruden, no.
No, John Gruden, the former head football coach.
Also nicknamed Chucky?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I didn't know his nickname Chucky.
Yeah. That's why I was calling him John Chucky Gruden.
I thought you were talking about someone else.
No. John Chucky Gruden's, I hate him.
Well,
so this has been Hobby Hard. What are we doing next week?
We didn't confer about that.
Do we... What was the thing that we wanted to go do?
Froth?
Yeah, Froth.
Well, no, there's another one we wanted to go do.
War reenactment?
War, you probably can't do that by... Or when was the one that you sent?
It was in February.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, look for that coming up. Oh, yeah, and I also mentioned last time that we were having some big news coming up. So we're running out of... this is boring. I don't know why I'm going to say this. We might be moving to ourmedia.org, so just look out for that.
Yeah.
You don't really need to know why, because that would be really boring.
Yeah. Tell us now, Sam Zena. Tell us a story.
We also might be putting our podcast on earwolf.com, which is a podcast network.
Sorry.
They allow any podcast to put their stuff on their website, so might be doing that. This is our 10th episode, so well, we're going to try to start
Happy 10,
promoting
guys.
It. And
spread them, pass them, love them.
And really try to get... more listeners in the new year. So
that's right.
If you've got any ideas on how to do that, tweet us at hobbyhard or email us hobbyhard@gmail.com.
And tell
or
your
just
friends.
Do it yourself, yeah, and just start sending our shit to your friends.
And start making fan art.
And make fan art. we got a new logo coming soon, too. That's looking really good.
Get ready, guys. You're going to be just pooping your pants all day.
Sorry about the poop all day. But
it doesn't sound pleasant at all.
This has been Hobby Hard. Dylan, you want to sign out?
Thanks, bye. Boom. 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 Boom.